Thank you. Good afternoon, dear colleagues. First of all, I would like to thank the Michael Project leaders for inviting Jill Cousins and me to present the European Library to you. The European Library is the main activity of the Conference of European National Librarians, CNL. And I will start to give a short introduction to CNL to you, and afterwards Jill will take over and talk about the European Library and several projects we are doing right now. CNL has a very broad view of Europe. It's not only the European Union, but its membership is based on the membership of the Council of Europe. The national librarians of each member country of the Council of Europe and Vatican City are eligible to become a member of CNL. Today, CNL has 47 members from 45 countries. CNL was established in 1987 by 11 Western European national librarians and adopted its statutes in 1999. From then, from 1999, it is a foundation under Dutch law, and as a legal entity, it is able to do things like contracting, hiring staff, etc., which is very important for running the TEL service, the European Library Service. Since 2005, CNL is added to the list of international non-governmental organizations, the so-called INGOs, enjoying participatory status with the Council of Europe. So CNL will be consulted in matters regarding libraries, librarianship, if the Council of Europe is dealing with such issues. The Conference of European National Librarians pursues its objectives by means of annual membership meetings, as well as initiatives in support of research and development projects. At the meetings, the national libraries present their annual reports, report on ongoing projects, and several working group activities, and invite speakers for topics of common interest for national librarians, such as for the recent annual meeting, we invited a representative of the Michael Project to present these activities. CNL has several active working groups. The first one is a joint working group with representatives from the Federation of European Publishers. And this working group elaborated the statement on the development and establishment of voluntary deposit schemes for electronic publications, which is widely reused in several CNL member countries for negotiations between national libraries and publishers regarding deposit of electronic publications. There's a working group on performance evaluation, which deals with performance indicators for national libraries. There is a third working group on persistent identifiers for internet documents, internet objects, which investigates how a resolution service for national libraries in Europe would relate to the infrastructure of persistent identifiers the publishers' world has established, the DOI system would relate, and other persistent identifier schemes. And the most recent working group, the fourth working group, is the one on digital content, which will work on strategic recommendations on how to select content for mass digitization activities in European national libraries. CNL is also active in project work, largely funded by the European Commission. The European Library, which will be presented by Jill afterwards, started as a European Commission-funded project, and is now a service fully funded by CNL. Another project which is still running but will be completed next January is the Tell Me More project, which mainly aimed at bringing the national libraries of the 10 new member states of the European Union into full membership of the European Library. And a second aim was to raise awareness of activities and opportunities offered by EU research programs in the new member states. The most recent project we are working on is the European Digital Library EDL project, which has started in September this year, which will run for 18 months, and again is aiming at enlarging the number of full members, full participants of the European Library. Within this project, 9 more national libraries will be integrated into the European Library, and after the project will be completed, there will be 31 national libraries, full members of the European Library. Other work packages in the EDL project are dealing with multilingual issues, and a third work package is starting to create ideas how a European digital library could be established. But Jill will say a few more words about these projects later. At its annual meeting in Luxembourg last year, CNL adopted a resolution on digitization of European cultural heritage, which clearly states the willingness of CNL to cooperate and to share experience, but also to be a key player in the European Digital Libraries Initiative of the European Commission. CNL fully supports the three strands the European Commission identified for further activities: digitization, access, and digital preservation. CNL promotes a cooperative and widespread approach to digitization within its members and with other European content providers. For this, CNL established the so-called Content Working Group, which works on an overview of current digitization activities and policies of CNL members, which could then be used for creating a kind of roadmap for further digitization plans. CNL also supports new models of collaboration with the private sector, as well as with publishers and other rights holders. CNL is also represented in the high-level expert group the European Commission has set up for consultancy in building the European Digital Library. The second field of action identified by the European Commission is the online accessibility of cultural heritage. This comprises provision of a single point of access to distributed resources, inclusion of all formats and types of content, multilinguality, and providing new services for users. With the European Library Service, CNL is a key player in this field. The European Library is an operational service which offers a model, organizational, and technical platform for multilingual accessibility of library holdings, which comprise not only text and books, but also music, film and photos, archival material, and museum objects. And finally, CNL, as a consortium of national libraries, is one of the key players in the field of digital preservation, as national libraries are stewards of national collections and cultural heritage in their countries and provide long-term preservation and access to digital material. Let me close my part of the presentation with an overview of how the European Library grows in terms of membership. Here you see a map of Greater Europe as it is defined for the Council of Europe and hence for CNL. The Red Countries were the founders of the European Library, partners in the original TEL project, and France, which joined as first external partner right after the TEL project was completed. The Yellow Countries joined in 2005, Austria, Croatia, and Serbia. The Green Countries are the new member states of the European Union, which joined within the Tell Me More project. The one orange country is Denmark, which joined this year. And the blue countries are the ones which will join with the freshly started EDL project. When the EDL project is finished, all national libraries of the EU and EFTA states will be full members of the European Library. And the white countries are the other CNL members whom we will try to integrate in the midterm. And now I would like to give Jill the floor. Thank you.